This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're looking for top publishing and other media executives, they're at the convention. Cleveland, possibly, but also San Diego, where Comic-Con is in full swing. What started with comic books is now a yearly pop culture extravaganza. Normally, movie studios are there trying to whip up excitement among potential fans, but those ranks seem a little thin this time around. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains.
We can give you abilities most men only dream of. Make you a superhero.
Last year, Fox unveiled an early trailer from Deadpool exclusively to fans at Comic-Con, and before long, it was leaked online. Matt Donnelly covers entertainment for The Wrap.
There has been an increasing concern about piracy. You know, the studios oftentimes bring really incomplete work.
Intended only for devoted fans who wait hours to get a peek. That's one reason why Fox won't be teasing Assassin's Creed or the upcoming Wolverine sequel. It's a risky decision, says Donnelly.
When you go to market with a big superhero film, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be looking to, you know, your nerds to see what they think.
I understand the promotion argument completely.
But, says Preston Patton, a former entertainment industry executive,
that's a decision for the person that invested the risk capital to make.
Fox isn't the only studio sitting out. A combination of production schedules and costs is keeping other studios away, too. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.